Welcome to PaintEd. PCA provides painting contractors with connections they need to grow their business. To find out more and to become a member, visit pcapainted.org. Find more great content like this on PCA Overdrive. A subscription to the platform is included with membership. For all of you non-members out there, sign up for a free trial. PCA Overdrive is available on the App Store and Google Play.
Have you ever spent a bunch of time with a prospect and realized they're just shopping? In fact, they have no intention of doing a project anytime soon. Well, today I'm going to talk about how to know, how to spot people that are just price shopping versus those who are ready to pull the trigger and rock and roll on their project. Before I get into that, I want to make sure that you subscribe to this channel, damn it. All right. There's a lot of good stuff here. A lot of money to be made that's right under your nose. And you ain't going to have access to that content if you don't know new content is dinging up or whatever the hell it does here. So make sure you're getting dinged. Subscribe now. All right. So first things first, before I get into how to spot them, I want to encourage you to stop shooting yourselves in the foot. A lot of y'all are sabotaging your own business by the self-talk that you're allowing to happen. So I've done a lot of sales-related content here on this channel, here on this show. And I look at the comments, and a lot of the comments I see are from people, they type in, they're like, yeah, it doesn't matter what you say to a sales objection. You know, people just want the lowest price. Or, hey, great video, and this is all good in fairy tale land, but it doesn't matter what's said because people are just truly price shopping. Guys, I call BS on that 100%. Now, I understand there are some people that are price shopping, but the majority of them are not. All right. And you need to change your thinking. You need to reframe what you're telling yourself, because if you tell yourself that every single person that calls your business, you know, and when you run into any adversity in the sale, oh, they just want the low price, you're full of shit. All right. What you need to do is you need to reframe your thinking that, hey, the right people are out there that want to do business with me, and I can't wait to find them. And I'm just going to weed through all the wrong ones and find the right ones. And if your weed through process is efficient, like we teach here in The Fight with our Shin Fu sales training process and all the other tools you have here, you're not going to be spending a whole lot of time doing that, because you're going to get to the heart of the conversation with people. All right. So reframe that BS and set yourself up for success. Now, like I said, some are price shopping, all right, but others, many people are just planning for later. They're going to hop on Google. They're going to Google a remodeling company or landscape, whatever your trade is, they're punching that shit into Google, and they are at different phases in the buying process. So just because, first off, somebody isn't ready to cut you a check today doesn't mean they're not a good prospect for you. Doesn't mean that they only care about the lowest price. So the question here, and why you clicked on this video, is how do I identify where they're at right now? All right, because there are different approaches to where somebody's at in the sales process. So first, what I want you to do is I want you to open the call with gratitude. Damn it. I've been talking about this a lot lately. Gratitude and setting the right energy. A lot of you are sabotaging. I've done it. Shit. 3-4 weeks ago, I had a sales call where I didn't follow my own damn coaching. All right. And I didn't get the sale, because when I debriefed the call, I went, my God, I was distracted. I didn't set the right energy. I wasn't all in the way I needed to. And it just is what it is at this point. You learn from it and you move on. All right, because you have to open the call with the right spirit, the right tonality, all right? Gratitude, energy, enthusiasm, all right? And you set the tone for now figuring out whether or not they're serious or they're just going to waste your time right now. Fighters, Mile High Profit Summit 2023 is fast approaching. In addition to that whole kick-ass event, I want to make sure that you know about our elite package. That is a full workshop day with myself, Rene Rodriguez, and Ben Newman for a whole intimate, small workshop with a few contractors to work on you and your business. I'm going to tell you what you're going to walk away with here in a minute. But guys, part of the elite package is you get the whole Mile High Profit Summit VIP experience after that workshop day. It's a kick-ass package. fantastic package, you guys. Super excited about it. Guys, you're going to learn, spending the day with us, you are going to learn how to sell at least one more high profit job per month. What would that do to your bank account? How happy would Mama Bear be at home when you walked in the door having one more nice high profit job under your belt each month? She'd be like, get over here. You're going to walk away knowing how to read people like a pro and always knowing what to say next. Imagine that superpower in your sales process. Next thing you're going to walk away with is you're going to walk away being able to increase your net profit by 50% in the next 90 days after the workshop. And finally, you're going to walk away with the ability. You're going to get coached up in a huge way of how to command the room with confidence and get people dying to follow you and be on your team. And I don't mean on the room like you're on the stage or whatever. I mean, when you're talking to prospects and they, man, I want to work with this guy. When you're talking to potential employees, the way you post on social media, the videos you do, the copy that you use, all these different things to attract winners into your world, wanting to be on your team. Head to milehighprofitsummit.com. Join us for the elite package and the full VIP experience at Mile High Profit Summit. I'm out. So when the phone rings, you're going to go through the pleasantries of, Greg, hey, thanks so much for giving us a call. I know you have a lot of choices and this and that. And, you know, I'm not sure if we're going to be a great fit for each other yet, but I just wanted to thank you for choosing us as somebody to call and have a conversation with about this. Guys, you just start with that. And then I want you to get into this. So listen, I appreciate you calling, but so I can best help you today, what phase of the process are you in right now with your project? Are you ready to just pull the trigger and make this happen like right away? Or is this something that you're planning for the future? Where are we at? Guys, this one question will help guide you to where to take the sales call at this point. You don't want to be trying to sell somebody today that's just planning for when their kid, you know, moves out of the house in 3 or 4 months. Guys, we're about to be empty nesters here. We have a lot of things that we want to do around our house that we're not doing right now, but we're starting to game plan for. And if I called your company knowing like, hey, I'm out there in the future, I'm just trying to plan and budget for the things that I want to do, and you're trying to hard sell my ass on the phone right now and get me to buy today, it ain't going to work out well because I'm just not in that phase of the buying process. So the answer to this question, however they answer you, if they say, hey man, we're ready right now, that's one course of action that you take going into motive and discovering their pain and their pleasure that they're after and how you can best help them. All right. You can talk, you know, more specific budget numbers and scheduling and anything else that pertains to the sale happening in the very near future. Or if they say, you know, that's a great question. I appreciate you asking that because we're just trying to figure out if we want to stay in the house or not. You know, our kids are going to be moving out. You know, we don't need all this space. So either we're going to do some things here in the space. We're going to get another house somewhere else by and downsize, whatever their situation might be. And really just looking for what XYZ might cost us to help us make that decision. That's a whole different conversation. You're like, well, listen, I can get some details from you right now. We can have a 15-minute conversation. I can paint a couple different pictures of what something might cost for you down the road. And when you're ready or not ready, you know, maybe we could pick up the conversation then. See, you have treated them with respect. You went to them where they're at because you asked the question, what phase are you in right now? So guys, listen, this is just one of the many things that you learn inside of our sales training here in the Contractor Fight. If you want a free guide on how to make sure that you're protecting your time and not running out to people that don't even know if they want to do a project and you go out and estimate a thing that either is never going to happen or it's going to happen a year from now and you're burning windshield time and gas and you're wearing all these hats in your business and you want to fine tune the time you're spending in the sales process, go to thecontractorfight.com/cheap. And we got a great tool for you there for free. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.
Paynet podcasts are produced by the Painting Contractors Association and are made possible by members and industry partners. To find out more about upcoming education opportunities or for more information about joining PCA, visit pcapainted.org.